Welcome to morning prayer on Wednesday, the 6th of January. O Lord, open our lips, and our mouth shall proclaim your praise. Your light springs up for the righteous, and all the peoples have seen your glory. Blessed are you, Sovereign Lord, King of the nations. To you be praise and glory forever. From the rising of the sun to its setting, your name is proclaimed in all the world. As the sun of righteousness dawns in our hearts, anoint our lips with the seal of your spirit, that we may witness to your gospel and sing your praise in all the earth. Blessed be God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Blessed be God forever. The night has passed, and the day lies open before us. Let us pray with one heart and mind. As we rejoice in the gift of this new day, so may the light of your presence, O God, set our hearts on fire with love for you, now and forever. Amen. Psalm 132. The refrain is, Arise, O Lord, into your resting place. Lord, remember for David all the hardships he endured.
How he swore an oath to the Lord, and vowed a vow to the mighty one of Jacob.
I will not come within the shelter of my house, nor climb up into my bed.
I will not allow my eyes to sleep, nor let my eyelids slumber.
Until I find a place for the Lord, a dwelling for the mighty one of Jacob. Arise, O Lord, into your resting place.
Now we have heard of the ark in Ephrathah, and found it in the fields of Jar.
Let us enter his dwelling place and fall low before his footstool.
Arise, O Lord, into your resting place, you and the ark of your strength.
Let your priests be clothed with righteousness, and your faithful ones sing with joy.
For your servant David's sake, turn not away the face of your anointed. Arise, O Lord, into your resting place.
The Lord has sworn an oath to David, a promise from which he will not shrink.
Of the fruit of your body shall I set upon your throne.
If your children keep my covenant and my testimonies that I shall teach them, their children also shall sit upon your throne for evermore.
For the Lord has chosen Zion for himself. He has desired her for his habitation. Arise, O Lord, into your resting place.
This shall be my resting place forever. Here will I dwell, for I have longed for her.
I will abundantly bless her provision. Her poor will I satisfy with bread.
I will clothe her priests with salvation, and her faithful ones shall rejoice and sing.
There will I make a horn to spring up for David. I will keep a lantern burning for my anointed.
As for his enemies, I will clothe them with shame, but on him shall his crown be bright. Arise, O Lord, into your resting place. Jesus, Son of David, make us a priestly people. Clothe us in righteousness. Make us fruitful, and give us hearts to shout for joy in your salvation. We pray in the power of the Spirit. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and shall be forever. Amen. O worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness. Let the whole earth tremble before him. Tell it out among the nations that the Lord is King. O worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness. Tell out his salvation from day to day. Let the whole earth tremble before him. Declare his glory among the nations, and his wonders among all peoples. O worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness. Let the whole earth tremble before him. Let us pray. A prayer by Jennifer White. Dear God, thank you for your amazing power and work in our lives. Thank you for your goodness and for your blessings over us. Thank you for your great love and care. Thank you for your sacrifice so that we might have freedom and life. Forgive us for when we don't thank you enough, for who you are, for all that you do, for all that you've given. Help us to set our eyes and our hearts on you afresh. Renew our spirits. Fill us with your peace and joy. We love you and we need you this day and every day. We give you praise and thanks, for you alone are worthy. In Jesus' name, Amen. Rejoicing in the presence of God here among us, as our Saviour taught us, so we pray. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen. May Christ, who sends us to the nations, give the power of his Spirit to us. Amen. Let us bless the Lord. Thanks be to God.